Yo, check this out. Sit down. The lesson begins now.
We are live on the mic. The crowd favorite, DJ Deuce, is in the building.
Oh, hello, hello. How's it going? I'm DJ Deuce. And today we have our special guest, Super Trainer. I've been following her on Instagram, following her on TikTok, Kettlebell Queen over, Jordy Barrett. How are you doing, Jordy?
I'm doing great. You?
I'm doing great. You know, guys, you have to follow this girl. She makes me sweat just by looking at her. She's serious. This one's real serious here. But Jody, I want to get right to the beginning of your, like, everything, your training. You said, we talked earlier, that you were an athlete and a dancer. So where did this all start for you?
Like the kettlebell part? Or
No, just before. This, the whole, like, we're even getting into fitness of any sort.
Oh, well, just, I think because when you grow up in a small town, there's, you're limited on what you can do, right?
That happens. Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. Like, I totally agree.
Know, and genetically, right? You're either athletic as a child or you're...
We're not throwing anything, any shade on people, but I totally agree with you. I totally agree. I got into working out because of just playing football. It was something competitive, right? If you don't, to go up another level, you have to outwork the next guy. Because here, where I'm from in Ottawa, was football was like, there was like, I will say like 20 little league teams. But every time you went up, there was like less and less. And it became provincial, right? So you had to start beating out the best. So if you got lazy and slacked off, it wasn't happening. It wasn't definitely what happening. But what intrigued you besides that? Because I know you were living in a small town, but there had to be some sort of intriguement of you like getting into shape and stuff, right?
Well, you know, honestly, when I was younger, it was just being active. It was never like when you talk about, I look back and think, man, because I was in sports, I think if I would have been clever enough to actually lift weights and put the work in there. Like, I mean, I watch my kids when they're, you know, younger and they're actually hitting the weights. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, that's what I could look like when I was your age.
So weights and stuff, like, was that ever intimidating for you at first?
I probably started doing weights more when I went to university.
Yeah.
And I never really shied away from, like, it didn't really bother me to walk into a room and, you know, just try something. I feel like, you know, you can look really ridiculous doing anything. So I would just embrace it.
Absolutely.
Go with it, right?
Because I find I have, like, you as a trainer, you probably come across this too. I have friends that want to come to the gym, but are slightly embarrassed of where they're at today because of the public gym. Like they've said, and I'm telling everyone, we've all started low. If you take a year off, you're back there again. You might move up a little quicker than the average person, but you're back at the bottom. Like, people need to be encouraged. Guys, break out of that shell, come to the gym. It right. There's no shame there. Someone brought up a good fact. They said, watching an overweight person on a treadmill, and if you had the audacity to make fun of him, it's like making fun of a homeless man trying to get a job. You wouldn't do that. You have to encourage these people. You have to encourage people to get healthier and fit. Trust me, it works. I'm gonna ask you a question. Are you for a workout? Are you more of a morning workout person or an evening workout person?
I've changed throughout the years depending on what my life looked like.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I used to do mornings, and then I used to, like today, like before I jumped on here, I did a live class online. So, like 5:30, I just worked out.
See, it's funny you say that, because same situation was work. When I had a job, I finished at 2:30. I was like, oh, I still have energy to go to the gym. Then I got a job that finished a lot later, and I find the gyms are too busy at night, right? Then I was like, I was intimidated by working, like waking up in the morning and actually going super early. And then when I ended up doing that, I was like, damn, I feel good. Like, it was something like, I was like, I've been shying away from the morning workout, but I'm happy I got into it. Yeah.
Mornings are great, right? Because you kick off your day, then there's no excuses, no distractions, no things that can throw you off course.
It's so true. It's so true. Like, for me, I did the morning things, and now I'm like, I'm excited to go tomorrow morning. But I always thought, I'm going to be too tired. I'm going to yawn. I'm going to be lazy. But no, it wasn't true. I felt really good in the morning, and I get to work and I feel great, you know? And you're right, because later on the day, you can find those excuses. Ah, I worked too hard today. Ah, it's too late. I got to get to bed. No, you're right. I love the morning. I shied away from it for years, but now I'm the morning guy now. And I see my morning team at the gym, you know?
That's awesome.
So now you say you teach classes?
I do.
Yeah. So, like, how'd you get into that?
Oh, well, I first actually, when I launched my company in 2017, my thing was I certified trainers. So I had certified trainers in kettlebell. I picked a specific niche because I wanted to be good at something, because you can be a trainer. There's so much you can train. Like, there's so many tools. And I was like, I feel like, again, that, you know, if you're going to excel in something, you have to focus in, narrow that down. And I fell in love with the kettlebell. And so I started training trainers. Then I started teaching and doing a little bit more privates. And then all of a sudden it's like, it just snowballed and I'm teaching in a class. And then I'm opening a studio in the middle of a pandemic.
Look at this. Look at that's amazing. That's amazing. So when we first chatted, you said you were obsessed with kettlebells. Mm-hmm. Now, where did this obsession start? You wanted to be specific in a certain type of workout, but why the kettlebell itself?
Well, you know, I call it my knowing, because I had separated and I was looking for something. I just felt, you know, anybody who's divorced and went through that, you know, you feel so lost for so long. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for something, and I ended up training in somebody's garage. And I'll never forget the day, because I remember getting on the mats and putting a kettlebell in my hands. And I was like, there was something about that tool that I felt grounded. And, you know, before I get into big meetings, sometimes I will grab my bell. Wow. I have a friend, and he'll help me do like a yearly meeting. And he'll be like, go swing your bell for 5 minutes and then we'll go on and chat about what's coming up this year.
Cause I'm the caveman that was kettlebells. I don't know. And I just felt the swinging thing. It was something that I wasn't taught. Yeah. You never swing your weights and everything. And I see a lot. But then again, the people that use it love it. Mm-hmm. And then the people that use it look good. So obviously it works. Obviously. Now, I'm skeptic a little bit. I never try. I told you, you said you're probably going to go to Toronto sometime. I said I'm going to come work out with you. I want you to whoop my ass into shape, but be nice. But I want to give this a try. But the thing, for people that are like me, what would you say for the skeptics out there about kettlebell workouts?
Everything's worth trying.
That's true. Because if it wasn't, yeah, because I stayed away from cheesecake and I love it now. You know what I mean?
try it from somebody who knows how to teach it to you.
Yes, I totally agree. So,
but same thing with anything, right? Form for you're lifting a barbell. You want to lift a barbell properly, right?
Yeah.
And give it time, right? Because it is a, like your kettlebell swing, it takes, you know, not everybody picks it up and does it correctly. Mm-hmm.
You probably get a little hurt. What's the number one mistake people do usually when they have a kettlebell?
Squat.
Really? Yeah.
Which is, you know, and everyone worries about that. And I'm like, when I teach my trainers, I'm like, your client that squats is like, you mean, because you always have to survey the room if you're teaching a group class, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Like, the people that are squatting, you can get to them in a little bit. The people that backbend, those are the ones you want to get to sooner.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, what's a typical kettlebell workout? Like, how long?
Depends. Like, my live, I do 45 minutes. And then
I'm going to ask you a question. Your live's 45 minutes. Yeah. 100 people start watching. How many people stay for the whole 45 minutes?
Oh, they stay for the whole 45 minutes.
Okay. Do they only watch you, or do you see them too?
No, they only get to watch me, but I do have a live chat hooked in. So we jump on before and we're like
Jody, I'm dying over here. Stop it.
Sometimes they jump in the chat while we're still working and they may have some choice words for me. But then they jump in after and they're like, thanks, Jody. That was great.
Like, I need a break. Where's the pause button on this? 45 minutes. That's intense, though. That's intense.
But now, there's exclusives on there that are 30 minutes or, you know, a 5-10 minute workout.
Yeah. Variety, sure. That is crazy, though. Now, are you a supplement taker anyway of anything? Greens, vitamins?
Protein and greens.
Yeah. I'm big on that, too. Proteins and greens. Yeah. I've had a pre-workout. There's some that are absolutely crazy out there. I use the C4. There's one called Ghost. It's 300 milligrams of caffeine. If there's a crackhead that looks like a crackhead at the gym, that's what they took by accident. I'm telling you. Cause I was like, what is this? I read the ingredients. I was like, who takes this? Like, if I took that specific pre-workout, you'd see me crying in the corner. Like, it's too intense, right? So, but yes, I'm a big protein. I am a big greens. The greens over the years have tasted a lot better than they have. Like, back in the day.
I would agree. Yep.
Yeah, there's this blueberry one I never finished. I was like, I'm going to be so healthy. I'm going to buy these greens. And I was like, Jesus Christ, this tastes not good. You know what I mean? So when I went back to Popeyes, like maybe 3-4 years ago, I'm like, what do you recommend? The greens. And I kind of cringed, you know, I kind of give the, oh, I don't know. And he's like, these taste better. And I was like, I'll give it a chance. And yes, the greens do taste better. Get more of the pineapple flavor, and then I get the vegetable flavor. So I switched them up because obviously you'll get sick of it. But I mean, yeah. I did cringe when he said that. I was like, oh, no, thank you. But like, you seem like you're doing extremely well. You push yourself great on social media. You have a YouTube channel. Is there anyone that's ever approached you as a sponsorship at all?
I have a couple. That I work with. So I like my supplement company. The one that I took over there. They don't know that yet. That's
your stuff's coming off the shelf. Sorry. That's cool though.
Yeah.
How did that come about for anybody else that's looking for, even if someone like me is a podcaster, how would I even come about of talking to someone for a sponsorship?
Well, I feel like it's a lot of legwork. You just,
it is. Eh?
For me, it has been anyways. It was just like, and finding, I would never, honestly, I don't work with people unless it fits me. Like, and I don't mean necessarily financially, it needs to fit me as a value system.
Yeah.
The company that I work with, they have a lot of the core values that I like, and they have great customer service, which I appreciate because I want my clients when I promote 100%. The product to, you know,
they totally get that. Yeah, absolutely. So, customer service is definitely important. I am bad too. I won't team up with certain people too if it doesn't fit my criteria, or if I don't believe in your product. How the hell am I supposed to push your product? I don't have a poker face. I don't play poker.
Either.
I don't do it. I'm not good. I make too many facial expressions. I'm like, oh, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, he doesn't like it. You know, so I can't team up with certain things, certain t-shirt brands. I'm like, sorry, I'll never wear that. I have been approached. I just haven't found the right fit. Like you said, I have to believe in the situation. In your case, you know, customer service is very important to you. And I totally agree with that. But where would people end up finding this product?
The product that I use?
Yeah, that you're being sponsored by. Yeah.
Yeah, so the BioEdge Science is the one I use.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, I waited. It took me, no word of lie, it took me probably 6 years to find a product I liked.
Why?
Why? Because I, number one, taste, right?
Yeah, always. Yeah, for sure. Huge.
One is like, does it actually work? Hey, that's important, right? I don't want to.
Some stuff. Yeah.
Does it work, right? Mm-hmm. And for me, it was important to find a company that was equally here in Canada and the States, because I did have a company that I'd worked with a little bit and they were out of the States and everything was, as you know, in US dollars. So it was nice for my Canadian, you know, clients to not have to have an exchange of, you know, the Canadian dollar to American dollar.
And, oh, I know. It's yeah. Every time there's times where I'm just like, what a great deal. And I click on stuff and it's like, in Canadian dollars is, I'm like, with shipping, I'm like, no, let's cancel. There's some stuff that pops up on Instagram. I'm like, this looks great. Click, 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 click. And later I'm like, oh my God, decline. Like, I can't afford that. It's ridiculous. It's too much.
Right?
We're getting killed here with the Canadian dollar. It is what it is. Right? You know what I mean?
Take care of each other, right? Oh,
please help us out a little. So being an athlete, what other athletes do you like admire?
Oh, like I have probably I'm probably more kettlebell people. Like, I love my kettlebell community online, Instagram. I love Instagram for that because, you know, being from Saskatchewan, we are very Facebook oriented.
I got off Facebook like 2 years ago. Right?
Yeah. And then I loved Instagram because you could actually go into, you know, things that you enjoy. Not just, so much what you did on the weekend.
Thank you. I found Facebook with my product. It kept it in a bubble.
Yeah.
And I wasn't growing out of that bubble. And it wasn't going, like, it would only be circulated through my friends and family. And then it just stayed there. And then I opened up Instagram, and then things start to expand, and I got to reach more people. And I was like, I'm closing this down. Like, I just kind of like, because I don't want my brand to be even like associated with Facebook kept that low of a number. Cause people take a look at me, like, this guy's not doing anything. He's not doing anything great. But the whole time I was like, we're working out of Facebook. And I was just like, man, I got it. My buddy couldn't believe I got rid of it. I was like, listen, for what I'm doing, it's not helping me at all, at all, at all. It's great for family and friends and keep close and intact. But if you're going to do a business or have people following you or have a community, it's right. You're right. Instagram and even TikTok's a little bit better than Instagram in certain ways, right? I find TikTok videos even fly a little quicker than some of the other two, right? So I'm like, wow, I put up a post. I'm like, bam, you know, 1,500 views in a couple hours. You're like, I'm lucky if I got 25 on Facebook and I have 1,000 followers. It makes no sense. But it is what it is, though. But now, you've been working out great. You look fantastic. Whatever you're doing right. Are people, be honest, are people around your circle a little jealous? A little jealous. Just a little. Like, fuck, I thought she was crazy with this kettlebell. Now she looks like this. Are they a little jealous? Tell me the truth. It's okay. You don't have to mention names. Are they just a little jealous? Is there a few out there?
Well, maybe there are. Maybe. Yeah,
you
maybe.
Know damn well there is. they're at your house, they're playing with your kettlebell all of a sudden, you know, be like, oh, let me see what's going on here. Okay, I'm gonna even ask an even meaner question. Is your ex-husband jealous?
Definitely.
Yes. No. Good for you. Good for you. That's what I want to hear. Good for you. Sorry, ex-husband, but you know, we're giving a fist pump for Jody over here. That's awesome. That's my kids awesome. Are like, Mom. sorry, kids. Sorry. That's my fault. It's not hers. I just threw that in there. No, but that's what it is. Sometimes you just want to feel better about yourself. And, you know, some people, you know, back in their past, anyone that teased us, you know, that's just how we are. It makes us feel better. Yeah, that's what. So for someone who wanted to get it to work out, what would you say to them? How would you motivate them? Because I can't motivate them.
I always say, like, you got to get started. You got to get rid of the notion of tomorrow, next week, maybe next month. Well, I've been thinking about it a little bit that I'm going to do it. And I'm like, just start. Like, just start. And the starting might mean sending Jody a message and saying, how do I start?
Absolutely. Don't ask me how to start. I just become too rude and angry. I'm just like, get your ass to the gym. They're like, oh, he's too aggressive. I'm like, sorry. But the thing is, I found also that New Year's resolutions don't work. No. They don't work. I just one time was like, I remember being out of the gym for a while. And I remember just being like, tomorrow. I don't even know what day it was. I was like, tomorrow, I'm going to the gym. It had to be a decision made, a decision move forward. No start date, no finish date, no nothing. It was just tomorrow. I had to get up and do it. It could have been a Tuesday for all I know. I remember just getting the membership and going back in there because I was going pre-COVID. Yeah. And then COVID came around and we all, you know how it was COVID for months. You have your fingers crossed. Hopefully everything comes back to normal. And then 6 months later, like, oh, this is serious. Like, this is a killer. Right. So, and I end up not going to the gym. I end up buying whatever. But you remember COVID prices on like equipment, like gym equipment? It went through the roof.
I got into selling kettlebells during COVID.
Come on. See?
Like I drove a province away and picked up a truckload of kettlebells.
It was the best sense. I remember looking at some stuff being like, whoa. $1 a pound is now like $8 a pound. Like everything went through the roof. You couldn't get a bench press for the life of you. Like now I'm using China rubber bands. Like it's just the way I was. You got what you got now. You know, you're back in the Stone Age making your own workouts. But
right, the concrete blocks.
Exactly. You got to do what you got to do at this point. So now I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, and I sold a bunch of stuff to go to the gym. Now I was thinking in my head, I'm like, I had gold at one point. But like, for you said that you started your online stuff on during COVID. But like, what how did you get that start? Because I'm thinking about gyms plummeted and then here you are rising through COVID. How did that get started?
Well, when I started my company, I had an online platform since 2017. Because I came from a small community and my mindset was you should be able to train anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter if you're in the coolest city with the, you know, and you should be able to have access to
real. That's so true.
You know, training. Yeah. So I had the platform. And then in the December before COVID hit, there was a company down the States. They were working on an app and they'd reached out to me and they're like, Jody, we'll put you on the app. But, you know, what's your online look like? And I was like, Oh, I'm like, it's kind of there, but non-existent. So I redid my online platform for that particular idea. So when COVID hit, I had this platform and like, it was so slick because in 48 hours, I had people to come down. They picked up their bells. I sent them home. we were training at the same time that we normally would have.
Wow. That's Friday. Amazing.
Yeah, see, it was pretty cool.
I found that my platform with the podcasting, we used to have like the boys on and we talk about current events and, you know, have arguments and all that good stuff. And then when COVID came around, it was just like, huh, what the hell else is there to talk? Like the world shuts down. There's really nothing to talk about. And that's when we started. We expanded it. We still do the same type of platform today, but we expanded it to interviews, like just like we're doing today. It was like, cool. Let's reach out to other people and see what's going on with them. And then it ended up working out in our favor too, which it was nice because instead of putting on the news and always listening to COVID, is put on Live on the Mic podcast and let's talk about whatever's going on between each other, or, you know, bring up some stories or, you know, some being inspired by stuff. So it was a little cooler in that sense, but it also made us pivot in a different direction, right? But in your case, you already had 2 feet rolling. So, like, not to be a jerk, but COVID was kind of a blessing in a certain way in your case with online.
You know, I say it's a blessing all the time because when I did that, I was able to connect with like people globally. I ended up after we got back open, I ended up doing a mobility for the SUP Vets, which is a military nonprofit group in Mexico. Like I went down for, but I mean, actually one of the guys flying here at the end of the month, cause he's heading to Banff for a convention. So I'll connect up with him again. So, I mean, it just opened the doors for me, which I would have never, ever seen.
Imagine that. Yeah. Yeah. And you being ahead of the curve already by being online already. So it is just steam forward. Well, everyone else is trying to play catch up with you. You're already, you know, already ahead of the race at this point. That's amazing. Did I see you on a magazine or something in a magazine on some of your social media page? I did. All right. Well, tell me a bit about that.
I write for different magazines.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think the last one. It was an Icon Refined magazine. So it was like an icon, I guess. Which I kind of like when I saw it, I was like, oh, okay.
That's so awesome.
So I get to write for them and a few other ones, but I love to write. I wrote a book. I published a book in October.
Tell me about the book. Look, guys, I'm sorry. We have so much to squeeze in. Look at this.
I even have it.
Look at this. Where could people buy your book?
Amazon.
I love Amazon. Yeah, I know. I had to tip my Amazon delivery driver once. I was
Did you?
I'm so sorry. You have to walk up these stairs every day. I was like, I forgot the stuff yesterday, ordered today. I know. I could have made it one bundle, but, you know, it is what it is.
See, you're helping him with his fitness, maybe.
Exactly. You got a book. Tell me, how'd you get started on this? That's so motivating. How'd you get started on a book?
Because when I was going through my whole separation and starting a company, I just started journaling. And then, you know, everyone, once in a while, somebody would say, when are you going to write a book? And I'd kind of laugh and I'd be like, yeah. And then one day I was like, I'm going to do it.
A lot of people say, you should write a book, But is it as easy as someone saying it? It's obviously not.
No, because it's funny, you know, since I wrote the book, how many people have said, I'm going to write a book. Can you give me the name of the person?
Exactly. Thank you.
I was like, cool, you're going to write a book. And then here's the thing. When I wrote it, I was like, and I published it. I have these moments where I'm like, yeah, I wrote a book, but everybody could write a book. And then I have some friends of mine, they like smack me and they're like, no, because they don't. They say it, but they don't do it. You actually did it.
Nope. So I have 1,000 great stories. People write a book. I'm like, that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. I have no patience to write a book or find a publisher or any of that stuff. I just don't have it. But it's funny because even in the podcast world, I have people like, I want to start a podcast. And I'm like, it sounds easy in theory. Trust me, it does. It really, really does. But the amount of equipment that's just right here will probably crush people's minds of being like, oh, he's insane. He shouldn't have even bothered. Or the amount of work that you put into it, the before, the after, reaching out, or even you reach out, people are like, yeah, we're going to do it at 9:00. There are no show. Like, there's a bunch of stuff. I've seen people start a podcast and after 4 episodes, clean their hands. Just because you have one idea, it doesn't consider a podcast. Like, we're on episode 66 on Live on the Mic. We have 150 episodes on our last podcast called Shooting the Shit Podcast, which made us change our name because we weren't allowed to promote the word shit. I get it. But it forced us to change the name and then we kind of revamped it again. So there's over 200 episodes that's been done And it's not easy. I tell people, like, sometimes it's not easy. And I got to take this video alone, clip it up, promote it. Like, it doesn't just stop. Like, it doesn't start and stop by saying, hey, Jody, nice to meet you. Let's press record. It doesn't work like that. So I always encourage people, please do it. If you need any help, ask me anything, opinions. Because I actually want someone at the end of the day to be like, it was harder than I thought.
Right?
That's all I want to hear. Because we make it look easy, it's not easy. It's not. I don't even like hearing my own voice, and I have to edit me. You know what I mean? That's terrible. That is completely terrible.
I feel you. I'm like, the other day I was listening, I was editing and putting videos up, and I was like, oh my God, I'm like, I am so tired of hearing my own voice.
And I feel bad for the others that actually listen. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. No, but it's true. And the thing is, editing, there's, I do the whole thing. I do the whole graphic designing, to the editing, to making the cover on this thing. It just doesn't stop. So work, even though it could be a podcast for 30, 40 minutes, there's hours of work put in between, right? And people, they just think it's easy. Please try it. And I wish they were successful. I don't wish the worst upon anyone. But if someone is successful, I'll totally understand that they put in the work behind it. I totally get that. But with you, you just... Like, how long have you been separated for?
Just about 11 years now.
So 11 years, you get yourself out on this mine, you get yourself in physical shape, you're training people online, you're writing books in this short span. Is this true?
Yeah.
That is incredible. Incredible. That's, congratulations to you. That's amazing. Not everyone can do that. Not some people can't even get out of that funk to begin with sometimes. Because the world shits on us every day. You know what I mean? You go outside, everything's expensive. There's always a reason. There's war across the world. And, you know, there's always a funk. But to get out of that funk and be, you know, to move forward, that's extremely inspiring, though. Good for you, though, Jody. I'm impressed. I'm very impressed. You're a good woman, though. So what's your end goal? What's at the end of the day? What do you want to accomplish?
I want to build my online platform. And for me personally, where I want to go with it is so I can... I want to be able to travel. So that's kind of where I want to go, you know, personally. So I can be able to, you know, travel around the world, hang out with friends and family. But really, I want, like, my goals for my business is to grow my online, grow my 90 day Phoenix transformation with my women. It's my 90 days, you know, self-growth exercise with ladies to help empower them and hang out with them. You know, I always believe that I think that people don't want to be fixed. I just think people want somebody to walk along with them and guide them.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's so true. You just want to just hang out and lead them in the right path, not fix them.
Yeah.
This is why she's a coach, folks, and not me. But I'm learning today. I'm learning. Every podcast, I become a better person than I was yesterday. Trust me. I like that. That's my goal, too. I'd love to take the podcast to another traveling tip or do it mobile like this anywhere else, right? It'd be really, really fun. But like I said, I talked to you before we went on. We bought equipment to go on the road now. You know what I mean? Like, everything is – every time I don't know how you plan your stuff up, but every New Year's Day, I sit back and say, I have to do better than I did the year before. Let's fix some stuff. Let's realign some things and let's push forward. If not, you're going to get set in that same rotation, same trap, and you wonder why you didn't go anywhere. Let's look at some stuff. Let's look at some episodes. Let's look at some equipment. Let's look at some ideas. And then it's like, and I'm always open notes for some ideas. I'm always open to hear anything or any criticism. Like, tell me, let's move forward. Right. So even though there's just me and I do most of the work, I still have a great supporting cast behind me that are willing to help, or if I need to invest in anything. I'm really lucky and blessed with that. You know what I mean? So I've been really blessed and thankful for sure. But definitely the traveling thing would be good. But where would you, first place, where would you want to go? Where's your dream vacation?
Well, I'm not totally worldly traveler, so I'm working on that. But I was in Costa Rica. I did a fitness retreat there in November. And I'm going back and I'm going to do another fitness retreat. So it's like a mindset. It's wellness. So it's not like all hardcore when everyone freaks out, you're going to do kettlebell every day. And I'm like, no, it's not like that. Just movement, mindset, take care of you. But
you sleep with the kettlebell. Yeah.
Right? Only once. Yeah.
My friend went to Costa Rica. I made him go to Cuba with me. He's like, I don't want to go. We've been there too many times. I'm like, come once and I'll go wherever you want to go next time. And when we were done Cuba, he's like, Costa Rica. That's what he pointed at me and told me that's where we're going. So that's my supposed to be my next trip with him.
You should come on my fitness retreat.
When is it?
Well, I'm planning probably November or January. I'm still working out the logistics.
Very realistic. It's very realistic. Right? Don't kill me, Jody. Don't kill me, please.
I won't. I have is 76 years old.
That doesn't mean, I'm going to tell you a little secret, okay? I don't judge age here. I'm going to tell you a little story. I don't judge age, and this is why I don't judge age. My first vacation probably like 10 years ago, right? We get this, I think an excursion it's called. It's jumping off these waterfalls. I'm not a jumper. I don't do waterfalls, but everyone else is saying yes. So I go to roll with the punches. So I sign up for this thing. I pay $90. We get there. He goes, hey, are you planning on ruining your shoes? I said, no. And he goes, you'll have to rent these water shoes, which in Dominican, they give you old dress shoes. That's their water shoes, old dress shoes. And I'm walking on rocks and I'm killing my feet. I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. And Dominicans like to lie to you, like 5 more minutes. They said that 18 times ago, right? And I had this elderly lady in front of me. And I said, when she gives up, I'll give up. This woman didn't give up. She didn't give up, all right? So age don't mean nothing to me. I wanted to trip her. I'm not going to lie and be like, oh my God, ma'am, are you okay? And take a breather. But I didn't. But I was like, she's going to give up eventually. No, she just tracked all the way up. I'm in tears behind her being like, please stop. And it never happened. So you said 76. Most of us would be like, oh, okay, no, not this guy. I'm not getting tricked.
You know.
I know better. One older lady taught me. Shut up, youngin, and come on with me. And that was scary. That's. But you know what? Keep me posted. You never know.
Right.
But you said you're going to Toronto soon, right?
I'm actually thinking about going to Toronto on the 4th of June. So, because I feel like there's a ball game happening, and you know my brother's and my dad's birthday. So.
There you go. Right. So that might be a workout there waiting for me. That's not too far away. And then we'll go through that one. And then Costa Rica, who knows? But Jody, I have all your links in the descriptions. So if anybody wants to follow Jody, I have both your links. I have your link tree on there too. So if anyone, please click follow. Your smile, your energy, you're an inspiration. Thank you so much, Jody. You're great. Keep up whatever you're doing. From now on, me, DJ Deuce, Joey from Live on the Mic podcast has your back. Anything you need, something, any plug you need, please reach out.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Jody, have yourself a good night.
You too.
Thank you so much. All right, bye guys. Bye everyone.